Hare Krishna. So let's discuss the second verse of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The verse goes like this.
Sanjayo vacha drishtva tu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit.
So very nice verse. So before I explain this verse, let me give you the context in which we are discussing this verse. So in the last verse, the first verse of first chapter, where Dhritarashtra was speaking, so Dhritarashtra put forward some points which Sanjaya could easily understand. And what was that? Last time we discussed that Dhritarashtra had a fear in his heart. And what was that fear? The fear was that maybe by the influence of this battlefield or this Dharmakshetra, and what was that Dharmakshetra? Kurukshetra. Because of the influence of that religious place or the place of pilgrimage, surely my sons will be influenced and now they will just give up the kingdom and come back. So this was the fear which was there in the heart, and he did not want this to happen. He wanted the sons to fight and win the kingdom. So this was understood by Sanjaya, that Dhritarashtra is thinking like this. So now, to help the despondent king, to inspire or to encourage the despondent king, what did Sanjaya do? Sanjaya spoke this verse. And what is Sanjaya doing in this verse? He's describing the situation of Duryodhana. So the verse, you know, it goes like this. So where it says, Sanjaya said, seeing the army, drishtva vyudham, drishtva, seeing vyudham, the entire array or the military phalanx. So after seeing that, of whom? Of the Pandava soldiers. That is Pandava Anikam. This is the word that is used. Pandava Anikam. So Pandava is Pandavas and Anikam is the soldiers. And then, who is seeing all this? Tada Raja Duryodhanas. Tada at that time. And who is that? Raja Duryodhana. King Duryodhana. So at that time he saw this, and what did he do? He approached his teacher, the Acharya. And the Sanskrit words for that is Acharyam Upasangamya. And after approaching him, what did he do? He spoke. He spoke. Vachanam Abravit. And next verse onwards, we'll see what did he speak. But now let's analyze this verse. A very nice verse to analyze. So a few points, you know, which we can see here is one word called Raja is used here. Now the battle has not yet started and no one has won the kingdom. Then why Sanjaya is using the word Raja for Duryodhana? So why Sanjaya is doing this? Very nice point. So here we see that this Duryodhana is very expert in politics. In Sanskrit, Rajaniti. He's very expert in Rajaniti. He knows very well whom to approach, when to approach and what to speak to them. In this situation, in this context, now we can understand that after seeing the entire army of the Pandavas, Duryodhana was really fearful within. So that strength that he saw of the Pandavas made him really very fearful. And out of fear, he went to Dronacharya. But then, he portrayed very nicely, externally he portrayed that he's approaching his guru out of respect. So here, it's very clearly understood, you know, from his behavior that very nicely he's using, you know, different political tactics or Rajaniti. So he's called as Raja here in this particular verse. Now my question when I was reading this verse, you know, I got this question that, okay, you know, we might be fearful. But is it that every time when we are fearful, you know, we can become diplomatic and overcome the fear? And how many times will we become diplomatic? And is it easy to be diplomatic all the time and be peaceful? Such a horrible situation that will be. Then what is that solution by which we can become fearless? Only one solution. What is that? Taking shelter of Lord Krishna. Anyone who takes shelter of Lord Krishna becomes fearless. Lord Ramchandra, you know, he quotes a very beautiful shloka. He says,
सकृत एव प्रपन्नोय स्तवा स्मृति च याचते अभयम सर्वदा तस्मै ददाम्ये तद् व्रतम मम. सो हियर लॉर्ड रामचंद्र इज सेइंग दैट एनीवन हु सरेंडर्स टू मी अभयम सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि, आई गिव दैट फियरलेसनेस टू दैट पर्सन हु सरेंडर्स ऑन टू मी. यस, दिस इज अ सॉल्यूशन, सिंपल. So, but then now we say that surrender to Krishna, but then how do we do that? How do we take shelter of Krishna? Very easy way in the age of Kali, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let's become fearless by taking shelter of Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. So we'll meet tomorrow and we'll see the next verse. Thank you.